I'm Lisa Mullins, and next up on The World, we take a walk in the park. We're off to Moscow and the Fallen Monument Park. The monuments in this park were, in fact, fallen when they were put there after the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. You see, monuments of communist leaders were not in such great demand back then, so the statues were hauled to the park and left there. They've since been propped up. So we'll see plenty of statues of fallen Soviet leaders on our stroll, but we will not see any explanations about who they were. Reporter Jessica Gallagher tells us why.
It's no secret that millions of people died under the regimes of Soviet leaders Vladimir Lenin and Joseph Stalin. But any visitor wandering through Moscow's so-called Fallen Monument Park would be hard-pressed to find any information about their crimes against the Russian people. First-time visitor to the park, Yelena, who didn't want to use her last name, looks confused when asked whether she thinks it's strange that there are no explanations about these former Soviet leaders' horrific actions. She says Stalin's contribution during Soviet times was quite considerable. Most of the monuments were built during his reign. Now there just here's a testament that such state officials existed. She says we can't just forget that. Dmitry Maximovich has been a curator for 30 years. He's recently been appointed to oversee the park. He says Yelena's comments are very typical of the Russian people. And, well, quite frankly, it's not the park's job to, as he puts it, get political.
The approach to the park is entirely historical, for the simple reason that the responsibility of any museum is to collect, store, protect, and display. There is no politics, and there can't be. There is only Russia's history, good or bad, however varied. It's history, and it has to be respected.
So the signals which are being sent to people are rather mixed.
Tanya Lakshina is deputy director of Human Rights Watch here in Moscow. She calls the curator's comments a sad indication that Russia has never dealt with its brutal past under communist regimes.
To start with, it was actually possible to have a proper decommunization process in the early 90s with the fall of the Soviet Union. However, the politicians were very cautious. They were being afraid of antagonizing the public. They knew for a fact that in Russia there were still some supporters of Stalin and especially some supporters of the just fallen communist regime, especially among the older generation. And so they just never did.
Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, for example, has never taken back statements he made that the fall of the Soviet Union was a tragedy and the destruction of the totalitarian state was a big mistake. And lots of people seem to agree. Russians recently voted Stalin the third most popular person in Russia's history. Another poll by the Levada Center showed that nearly half of all Russians believe Stalin played a positive role in Russian history through his policies and his actions. Back at the statue park, curator Maximovich continues to point out various sculptures of people such as Felix Dzerzhinsky, the first director of the Bolshevik secret police, and Vyacheslav Molotov, creator of the so-called Molotov cocktail and foreign minister under Stalin. Suddenly, he stops in front of a very large sculpture by Yevgeny Chubarov.
There you see some stone heads, which represent victims of the repressions. So why do we need posters with words such as killer? Everyone who needs to know knows this.
And if they don't?
They can look online or read a book. Park is not responsible for telling a fully developed story.
And park frequenter Yulia, who'd prefer not to use her last name, is just fine with the way things are.
It's good. It's our history. You can't get rid of it. They were our leaders. Despite the fact they were murderers or dictators, they were still people of great stature.
Tanya Lakshina from Human Rights Watch says this cavalier attitude, coupled with the government's influence over information, is one of the reasons why Russians aren't ready to learn from their past.
This all speaks of confusion. You have fallen statues, including one of Lenin, in the garden, and then just in another half a mile, even less than that, you've got this huge monument of Lenin towering over a square. How would anyone feel?
Fallen Monument Park, by the way, isn't just about former Soviet leaders. There are hundreds of statues in a wide variety of styles. And not all of the pieces are in disrepair. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.